call to order the Monroe Public Schools Board of Education meeting. Today's date is April 23rd, 2024. The time is 7:03. Could we have roll call, please, Jamie?
Yes, Dr. Behrens.
Here.
Mr. Heck.
Here.
Mrs. Myers.
Here.
Mr. Van Wachanova.
Here.
Mrs. Vincent.
Here.
Mrs. Williams.
Here.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Here. Could we stand for the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, that brings us to the approval of our agenda. Can we get a motion?
I'll move to approve the agenda presented.
Support.
Okay. Could we have roll call, please, Jamie?
Yes, Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachanova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. Before we get started, I want to remind anybody in the audience, if you want to address the board, the papers are there on the back table, and then you will hand them off to our board secretary, Jamie. Mr. Shaw, are there any additions or deletions to the agenda this evening?
We already did that, sir.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, you moved right on.
Oh, yeah, you know, I don't fool
you're
around.
You're popping.
You're yeah. So fast.
You are just moving.
All right, at this point, I'll turn it over to Superintendent Shaw for our superintendent comments. I don't want to zoom past that.
Well, Mr. Zimmerman, you're going to love this one because I'm throwing it right back at you. No comments right here for the beginning.
None at all. All right.
Wow. We're going to be out of here by 7:30.
Okay.
Move to adjourn.
Yep. Do we have any public commentary for board agenda items only?
No, we do not.
All right. That brings us down to, let's see, our agenda, board discussion, missionary items, reports. Is there anybody that needs to discuss anything about those? Because we don't have to vote on those, correct?
No, right.
All right. All right. Next is our consent agenda items. Are there any items that a board member would like to have moved off of the consent agenda item and moved over to new business?
Then hearing none, I will move the agenda items B2A and B2B be considered as consent agenda and the consent agenda items be approved as recommended.
Is there support?
Support.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
Thank you.
It's on. It's on, Yvonne. It's on.
All right. Was there a second on that?
Yes.
Second.
Support.
Okay. Could we have roll call, please, Jamie?
Yes. Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachanova.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes. And the motion passes.
Do we have any hires here tonight?
Nope.
Okay. So that brings us then to new business. Before I turn this over to Mr. Shaw, I want to provide some background and context on the agenda items. All items on our agenda have either been discussed in depth at a prior work session and or have been addressed in our weekly board briefs. So although it may seem that we move through this quickly, we want our public to know that we have thoroughly done our due diligence and reviewed prior to tonight's meeting. Also a reminder, our work sessions are open to the public. Okay, Mr. Shaw, I will turn it over to you for your first reading.
Okay, so the first reading of board policy 0144.1, this is compensation. The Board of Education has had conversations on this. The policy has changed so that it reflects two items. One is that we took out the number of total number of meetings of compensation. But then the other key change was that board members can elect to not receive any compensation, which means they also are electing to take, would receive no W-2, and so unless they're two. So what we're trying to share with everyone is that if a board member says, I don't want any compensation, it means they're receiving zero, and there's no reflection of that at all in any records. And so that would be the two changes there. So first reading, we don't take any action. Just is there any clarity or anything when the board has read this policy that need to be made?
We talked about having a form attached to this.
Yep, that's going to
be sent out with your board briefs on Thursday.
Okay, thank you.
It's prepped and ready for you.
All right, I believe that brings us to the kitchen alterations.
Yep. So underneath kitchen alterations is a recommendation to accept the bid of $339,000 for Proposal A. $5,500 for alternate one and $10,200 for alternate two, for a total of $354,700 from Grand Construction of Monroe for kitchen alterations and related work at Arborwood South, Custer One, and Raisinville Elementary, and reject all other bids. This project will be funded by the Food Service Fund.
Is there a motion?
Yeah, I'll move to accept the bid of $339,000 for Proposal A, $5,500 for alternate number one, and $10,200 for alternate two, for a total of $354,700 from Creighton Construction of Monroe, Michigan, for the kitchen alterations and related work at Arborwood South.
Yeah, Custer One and Arborwood.
Oh, Custer One and Raisinville Elementary, and reject all other bids. This project will be funded by the Food Service Fund.
Is there support?
Support.
Any discussion? Hearing none, could we have a roll call, please, Jamie?
Yes, Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Washington.
Yes.
Yes.
Williams.
Yes. And the motion passes. 24/7 technology refresh. Mr. Schoen.
Thank you. It is the recommendation to move to approve the following mobile technology purchases for a cost not to exceed $544,327.28 from Apple, Bump Armor, Ina Comp, iPearl, and People Driven Technology. Funds for this purchase will come from 31A grant and District Technology Fund. As a quick reference, that is our annual technology refresh that David shared with you.
Yes. Is there support? Or no, can I get a motion?
Motion. I'll simplify this one by saying I would move that the 24/7 technology purchase be recommended as said or stated.
Is there support for this motion?
Support.
Any discussion?
My only question was going to be, in the technology fund, what was the, there's a lot of money. So how does that fund funded, and what was the, and I see the two people to answer that, aren't you?
Yeah, nope. So the tech fund is our countywide tech millage. And I cannot give you the exact amount of money that Monroe Public Schools has. It comes in from the county. And okay. So it's right at $1 million for the whole county. So it's just distributed equitably by the number of students you have. And
okay.
So that's where the tech.
Okay,
is.
Thanks.
I think it's almost $2 million, I think.
Yeah. Right close to that.
Yep.
Any other questions?
We're going to need it.
Yes.
Hearing none, could we have a roll call, please, Jamie?
Yes. Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes. And the motion passes. That brings us to reinstatement of student, Mr. Malalepsy.
Thank you, Mr. President. We ask the board to move to accept the recommendation of the committee to conditionally reinstate student A, or move to reject the recommendation of the committee and fully reinstate student A, or move to reject the recommendation of the committee and deny reinstatement of student A.
Is there a motion?
I will move to accept the recommendation of the committee.
Is there support?
Support.
Any discussion? Hearing none, could we have roll call, please, Jamie?
Yes, Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachenova?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes, and the motion passes. As we have no old business, I will turn it over to Superintendent Shaw for superintendent comments.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. So Young Entrepreneur Showcase is this Saturday. It's our Gen E program. And this is an exciting day. And so please, if you have a chance from 10 to 1, come out to Monroe High School and take part. You're going to see some phenomenal projects and work that our kids do. I remember last year walking through and just seeing some of the skills of our students. And so that will be an exciting time. The School Family Appreciation Week. Monroe Public Schools celebrates all of our district employees during School Family Appreciation Week, which runs this year, April the 29th through May 3rd. And also, Decision Day. So one of the launches in the state is for high school seniors to announce like what they're going to do after high school. And so decision day is Thursday, May the 2nd. And so you're more than welcome to come out to the high school for decision day. We'll make sure that in our board briefs this week that there's a time given to you, okay? But that it is a pretty cool event when kids step up there and kind of share what they're going to do. And it's a wide range of what all of our students do. And then we're extremely excited that our the Kindness Walk is next Thursday, May the 2nd. We're doing a walk from Arborwood over to Navarre Field. It begins at 5 p.m. And this is a culminating event for all that we've been doing this year. We had some of our staff went out yesterday putting flyers up in local businesses, and our local businesses were extremely excited for this because it's just a way for us to bring our community together. And so if you're free next Thursday night and want to take part, great. But know, too, we're going to be shooting some video and be able to share with you what it all looks like. So it's an exciting night. We have volunteers that are going to take on the walk, and they're going to take groups of 20, 25 people and have different parts on the walk, share like prompts to engage conversation. And so it's just be a thoughtful night. So right now, if you have any abilities to make it so we see no rain, because there's about a 10% chance right now, I would like to see that get down to a negative number. Be perfect for next Thursday.
Well, why didn't you ask? I'll get the call right
I in. Appreciate you working on that, Larry.
And 70 degrees.
Of course.
Well, that's the whole thing is Wednesday is 72 and sunny. Good. It's like, we need that to go to Thursday, please. But that's going to be a beautiful night. So that's what I have for tonight, sir.
All right. That moves us to public commentary. Any topic?
Yes. I'm going to stick the paper. Help me find it.
You just had it.
Come on up. You're well known. Yeah. We know who there you are.
Hi, Vaughn. Thank you for coming up.
Well, you know, it's only 7:14, and I can't let you go home this fast. So I didn't have any questions until I heard the discussion. I'm just curious, how many schools actually do cooking in their kitchens these days?
Zero.
Anybody?
No. It's zero.
Do they do any at the high school?
No.
I mean, that's the last thing I remember was the high school did some cooking and then it was distributed.
I asked that question, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, that's
the question.
My only question is,
I don't know. We'll have to get back to you.
Where does their food? I mean, they get free breakfast, free lunch. Where does this all come from? The sky?
Well, if it is, I want to find that part of the sky.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's all.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Yvonne.
Okay, now you can move to adjourn.
Are there any board comments tonight?
I have a couple.
Okay.
That won't take long. First of all, I have gone by the stands out at the high school, and progress is certainly moving towards getting those ADA compliant, so that's good.
Yep.
Good to see progress. The second thing, just a question. I haven't seen anything in the board briefs. Where do we stand with getting the quote and the proposal from the consultant on the swimming pool?
I can quickly answer that. So I talked with him last week. We are still shooting for, I think it was May 14th potentially, okay. Right there, for us to have a special workshop where he'll be presenting. So. As of last week, he has we're working on three plans, and then we'll be drilling down those numbers. But the goal is he knows that we're trying to get here middle of May.
Mid-May. Okay. Yep. Good. Thank you.
Carrie?
I have a couple of things. Art in April is going on this Thursday, 5:30 to 8, downtown Monroe. We have over 25 businesses participating this year. It's the most we've ever had for Art in April. It's a strolling, self-guided walk. In my building, 28 South Macomb, you'll see student artwork from Mrs. McBroom's classroom from the high school. It's always beautiful, and I love that it brings such color to my office. So we love having the art there. But there'll be other local artists throughout downtown, and you're welcome to join us. Today, I was at the Career Expo at the fairgrounds. And just a great shout out to Monroe students. They had super questions. They were very prepared. Some of them even stumped me this year. So it was good because last year my feedback was the kids need to communicate more with the business owners at the career fair. So I thought they were very well represented today. And the Kindness Walk was shared by the Business Alliance in their newsletter recently, and we've also shared that to other businesses downtown. So hopefully you've gotten a really great response.
We've gotten excellent support and responses from the community, from parents, from teachers. Everybody is really coming together. It's been actually really wonderful to see, you know, especially given how quickly we've put it together.
Yeah,
yeah,
there's a lot of excitement.
Yes, it is.
I heard Lazy Boy, I heard, was really on board with it.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Anyone else?
I just have a few follow-up old business stuff that I still had in my notes. This may already be on it, but the behavioral program data, mm-hmm. that's scheduled for, I thought it was in April.
Yeah, we have, I thought we had that on our list of items.
It is on the list. We moved it to May because we wanted to coincide it with the Student Board of Delegates
yep.
being here for their recognition because it has to do with Andrew and Jackie.
Yeah, we have the same people the same night, so we're going to have them here the whole night.
Rather
okay.
than yep. two separate nights.
Okay. I just remembered having yep. it for April. That's why I asked.
It was on in the board briefs. I moved it on the calendar event. If you've noticed, I've been including at the very end of the board briefs, there's a work session schedule. So it's at
yes.
the
very
level.
Yeah.
So I moved it there.
Okay, sorry I missed that.
No problem.
I know we're still discussing staffing numbers and where we're at with I talked to Cindy about it a couple weeks ago, well, last thing, about where we're at with getting those numbers on how many staff and whatnot, maybe updating that one chart that she did
okay.
that one day.
I do have one thing. I was going by Raisinville about 3:30 today, and I noticed that all the loop was all filled in. There's like five or six cars on the side. So I don't know if we have to expand that yet. I mean, we have room, but.
They go down.
No, we need parents to just not show up so early.
At 3 o'clock.
Know,
at 3 o'clock. It's oh, you're it late.
Is. Really? They do.
Yeah.
We were over there for a dismissal, and I was talking with Scott about that very item. And he goes, you know, I've got some parents that they know. I just roll in at 3:40. I can pull right up, grab my kids, and walk, and we leave. And but, yeah, there's others that sit there, and I don't know.
And they were half on the road. And
I know.
I got
the
there.
It is 150% better than it used to be.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
I will say.
It used to be crazy.
That was
damn.
I got there at.
Complaining, so I'm happy.
Okay. Right. I got there at 3:15 one day because my being out and about just ended up I wasn't going back home. And I barely made it in the gate at 3:15. I was like, what? What?
Yup.
But we do have room to expand it.
No, it's great. It's great.
Room.
It really is great.
Well, maybe we'll just keep an eye
no.
on it or something.
Scott? All right. Can I get a motion to adjourn this meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Support. All right. That concludes our meeting for this evening. Our next scheduled board meeting will be held on Tuesday, May 14th, and will begin at 7 p.m.